Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. Get us on the free Odyssey app. Watch us live on YouTube. And you will definitely want to be on YouTube because we welcome in our next guest, and he is joining us via video, the 45th and potentially 47th president of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump, back with us here on Kale & Company. Mr. President, good morning. It's been a while. How are you, sir?
Well, there's nothing potential about it. We're going to do it. We're going to win, and we're going to win bigly. And, you know, I hear you're doing tremendously well again, and everybody's doing incredibly well. And I hear Dawn is back. Is she back from Italy? I think she's back from
Yes.
Italy. And I just wanted to know, you know, I have a question for you. You're asking me questions. I have to ask you, did you go to the Vatican? Did you see the spot where Crooked Joe left the Tootsie Rolls? That's all I want to know. I have to ask you that. Because I'm thinking of visiting myself, but I wanted to know, you were over there and everything seemed to go very well. Did you see the Tootsies? That's what I want to know.
We did see the Vatican. They obviously must have, the Swiss guards must have removed the evidence of any Biden squeakers or Tootsie Rolls.
It's unbelievable. If I left the Tootsie Rolls, they would have never done that. They would have left it there for the world to see. They're covering it up. It's incredible.
Although then they would have gold coated them and sold them online for millions.
$400 a clip.
I can tell you though, my Tootsie Rolls don't smell.
They smell like roses.
They smell tremendous, actually. Melania told me that. She said, how could you do that? It smells great.
President Trump, I've got to ask you, there's a lot of things I want to get to, but we were just having a conversation, and I'm apparently on an island by myself here. We're talking about a story in Politico where you have come out and said that if you are going to fundraise and run for office and use the Trump brand, the Trump name, image, and likeness for your funding and your fundraising of your campaign as you're trying to play catch-up with Joe financially, that you would request 5%, almost like a gratuity. I think the Trump brand is absolutely worth it if you're a grassroots politician using anything affiliated with Trump. Dawn and Greg disagree. Your thoughts on why you arrived at this conclusion and why it is fair? I think 5% is very fair.
Well, here's what's happening. You have a lot of people who say they love Trump, they love Trump, they love Trump. They get into office, they hate Trump. It's a terrible thing. So you see what's going on. Now, if you want to play the game where we love Trump and we're going to use the name to get elected, you have to pay. You have to do that. And we need help. Obviously, everybody knows we need help. And the people who are going to use my name and collect money off of that, their voters are doing it because they love me, not because they love them. And that's the truth of it. You know, you have these people running for office and they're not voting for these people. Sometimes they're voting for these people because they say we're going to help Trump. We're going to fight for him. And so now the people who are donating to those campaigns, they understand that a lot of that, or some of that, not a lot, but a little bit, but enough where it helps, is going to help me too. So these people can't get away with stabbing in the back. And so I think it's a nice way to find out who is for real and who's not for real, because we can't have the phony and the losers that are going in there that are saying we love Trump, and then they go into the House and they vote to impeach or they do terrible things. So we're using it as what's called safeguard. We're doing to be safe. We're going to make sure that the right people are getting elected, because we can't look at all of them. And, you know, I've endorsed some people who are, quite frankly, not so great. And it's because they say beautiful things one day and they do terrible things the next day. So we're going to make sure it doesn't happen.
Donald Trump joining us here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Very, very busy times for you. Your trial with jury selection underway in the New York City Alvin Bragg scam. 3 days in, Mershon is clearly showing his political bias, and Alvin Bragg also being mocked for his desire to even pursue this dead issue, which many prosecutors, federal and local DAs, have decided not to pursue. Your thoughts so far through 3 or 4 days this week on how this case is going?
Well, I have to say, the one thing that surprised me, it looks like Alvin Bragg got even bigger. I never thought that was going to happen, but he's huge now, I have to say. And there was a picture going around on, I guess they call it X. It should be going around on Truth, too. It's a better platform. But you look at this picture, there's somebody big. It's a huge woman. They called her huge. She looks like Lizzo or Stacey Abrams, or quite frankly, maybe Alvin Bragg swimming in a fish tank. Looks like a whale. I have no idea what's happening. And I didn't know Lizzo could swim, but maybe it was Alvin Bragg. They look very similar, the two next to each other. I've never seen them in the same room, by the way. So perhaps we're dealing with one of those trans. I used to call them a he-she. Now they're called a trans. So you look at what's happening. Alvin is huge. The only case I think he's been preparing other than mine is the case of Twinkies that he's eating in the courtroom. And you see what's going on. You know, I think he's maybe taking inflation a little too seriously, because he's inflating like a hot air balloon. So I'm shocked to see it. I really am shocked to see it. Never thought he could get bigger. And yet we look at him across the room, and it's turning into a Chris Christie. There are things that are starting to go around in the orbit, so it's an interesting thing that's happening.
Donald Trump joining us here on Kale and Company. So reports coming out of the courtroom in New York City that you have fallen asleep not once but twice during the voir dire process in the early stages of this hush money case. And you're a man we know that doesn't sleep a whole heck of a lot. You get 4 or 5 hours a night. You're up at 2 in the morning. You're posting on Truth, ripping those that are giving out fake news on MSNBC. Are you genuinely actually nodding off and falling asleep? Is this for show, to show people that this is a farce? What's going on with your sleep schedule, sir?
Well, we don't sleep. You know that. I have a lot of energy. I've got more energy than anybody's ever had before. I actually invented the Energizer Bunny, and I gave him some of the energy to keep going. You know, he doesn't stop. He's like me. I don't stop. The bunny doesn't stop. We love the Energizer Bunny. We got along very well with him, tremendously well with them and Duracell, a lot of people, and Kirkland. We love Costco. They're a tremendous place. But we have to look at this. I'm in the courtroom, and the case is a sham. It's not interesting. So I'm doing with and what a lot of Americans are doing, and we're falling asleep. It's ridiculous. We shouldn't even be there. So I'm not actually sleeping, because I've actually never slept a minute in my life. I'm always awake. I'm always making deals like nobody's ever made deals before. I'm always getting the ratings and all of the tremendous things, and we're always awake, because the minute you fall asleep, terrible things happen. But we're not actually sleeping, but we're putting on a show, and we're telling everybody this is boring. It's what we call a snooze fest. It's a snooze fest, and nobody really cares. And everybody knows I'm innocent. Everybody knows this is a sham, and that's what we're showing people.
You're absolutely right. You even have support from Bill Barr, of all people, coming out and saying that this case is a complete joke. And Bill Barr saying yesterday that he will support the GOP in 2024. Your thoughts on William Barr kind of getting your back here as this trial gets underway?
Well, it's very interesting to see Billy the Walrus come out and say we love him. You know, he's a huge guy, too. And I hear he said he's going to vote for the GOP, and then he said, cuckoo ca-choo, because he is the walrus. You look at him, he looks like a walrus. He's just missing the tusks, and we always knew he was toothless. He wasn't tough, so he's not as tough as walruses, but or is it walry? I'm not sure how to say it, but whatever it is. But we're happy to see that he's at least going to vote, and we'll see what's going to happen. But we don't need his endorsement, but we welcome it. All votes matter, and we love that. And we're happy to have the walrus on board, but it's interesting to see. You know, he says a lot of things. He doesn't like me, doesn't like me. It's terrible. January 6th was terrible. There was nothing wrong with the election. I don't know what he was doing. Maybe he was hanging out with Hunter and got a hold of his crack. I have no idea how he arrived at that conclusion, but he arrived at it. And now he's arrived at another conclusion. We have to save the country, and we like that.
Speaking of support and endorsements, the Harlem Bodegas absolutely love you. That video going viral just a few days ago. Do you actually believe, based off of what you saw, the love and the support in Harlem, that New York is really in play for you, Mr. President?
Well, nobody does better in Harlem than I do. As a matter of fact, I taught the Harlem Globetrotters how to play basketball. I said, this is how you do it. Nothing but net. They said, what do you do? I said, nothing but net. It's a swoosh. It's beautiful. And we do tremendously well. We've beaten the Washington, the team they play, I think it's the Generals, I don't know, but they're not a good team, so we don't remember their name. But the Harlem Globetrotters, I taught them. The Bodegas, we love Bodegas. And Bodegas love me. You know, the association came out and said, we love Trump. And nobody's surprised about that because Fat Alvin Bragg, we say, hey, 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 like Fat Albert, but he's Fat Alvin, and he's Fatter Alvin. Now you look at him, he's huge. But you see what happened with these bodegas. There is crime all over the city. Nobody wants to talk about it. Shoplifting, robberies, assault, all sorts of terrible things. And Alvin Bragg wants to get me, doesn't want to get the city under control, doesn't want to get Manhattan under control. And it's making it very hard for these bodegas, Crooked Jill, and I call her Doppler Jill because her dress looks like a severe thunderstorm warning, Doppler radar Jill. She called them bogadas. Nobody knows what the hell that is. Before she called Spanish people breakfast tacos. And I hear they're actually,
it's true.
They prefer to be called burritos, by the way. They're not called burritos or bad hombres. These people who come in, they're bad hombres. But you have Jill, she called them bogadas. You had Crooked Joe coming out to Despacito, trying to remember that everyone calls him. He says, I grew up in a Spanish Puerto Rican community. He also grew up in a black community and a Polish Italian. And now his uncle was eaten by cannibals. I have no idea what the hell he's talking about. I say if he was eaten by anybody, it was probably Chris Christie, but we'll get to that at a later time. The bodegas love me. They absolutely love me, and we love them. And it's possible we turn New York red because people are tired of it. They're tired of the lawlessness and watching a great state go to hell. I left. The state went to hell. That's what happened.
Mr. President, obviously your support was on full display in Harlem, but also this past weekend in Schnecksville, Pennsylvania, on Saturday night out there in the freezing cold in the Lehigh Valley. My sister and brother-in-law went. They couldn't even get in. They were there for 4 hours waiting in line. You had 42,000 people. They were on the outside looking in, freezing. Joe is in Scranton. He's doing the Pittsburgh tour. He'll be in Philadelphia later today. Obviously, Pennsylvania, monumental for the outcome this November. Your thoughts right now on where you stand against Joe in the Keystone State?
Well, we're doing very well in Pennsylvania, and I get along very well with Pennsylvania, and we're going to win Pennsylvania because people want their energy jobs back. You know, you have this guy, and I'm not sure what's up with this guy, Fetterman. He's an interesting cat. I can call him that. You know, he's an interesting person. And he's saying a lot of things that Democrats don't like, but he's still voting for Crooked Joe. I think he's going to actually vote for me. Nobody wants to say that. He's not going to say that. But he wants to do America First things. He wants to do energy. He wants to do and help Israel, which is interesting. You know, the Democrats don't like that. They hate Jewish people. I love Jewish people. As a matter of fact, I grew up in the Jewish community, not Crooked Joe. You know that. And Jared's a tremendous guy. We did very good work for Israel. But Pennsylvania is a state that we're going to win, and we're going to win bigly. You know, you look at Philadelphia, they booed me. That's a term of endearment.
True.
You know, they did the same thing to Santa. Nobody hates Santa Claus.
Absolutely,
they love me.
True.
They love Santa. They love Donovan McNabb, even though they booed him. It's terrible. They boo everything. They boo all over the place. You know, they misinterpreted the phrase, bring your own booze. They're talking about alcohol. They say, leave the people alone. And they broke the Liberty Bell, but they did it out of love. It's the city of brotherly love, and they love me, and we're going to do very well there. And we're going to do very well in other parts of Pennsylvania. We love the Amish. They ride around in their carriages with the MAGA flags and all of this. They do tremendously well. And the people love it. And they come out. You see, he couldn't even fill a room with like 15 people. We had 45,000 people at the rally. And we're going to do very well in Pennsylvania.
Last one for Donald Trump joining us here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. There's a belief that you could face jail time if Judge Mershon says you cannot attend Barron, your son's high school graduation. If in fact that edict is handed down and he says if you skip court, you will go to jail, are you still going to attend Barron's graduation? I've got a feeling that I think every parent, even the Trump detractors out there, Mr. President, would not disagree with you if you decided to skip out on a day of court to see your boy graduate high school.
Well, we're going to do that because if you put me in jail, we're going to do very well with the people in jail, too. We're going to have them, and I'll run that cell block like nobody's ever run a cell block before. You know, we're going to see it. People say, and they say, don't drop the soap, which is not a problem when I'm around. I can tell you I don't swing that way. But we're going to make sure everybody has a firm handle on the soap. I can say that. And if you put me in jail for 30 days, they're going to see people coming out. When they come out, they're going to say, we had a great experience with this guy. You know, I'm a great guy. I'm a tremendous guy. I'm a handsome guy, highly respected. If you put me in jail, it will be a disaster because putting me in jail for going to my son's graduation is a disgrace. Barron is a very smart guy. He's very tall as well. And I want to see him graduate. And if I go see him graduate and then you lock me up, people are going to be very upset about it.
Oh, there he is. Our buddy Sean Farish doing great work, yes, doing the Trump impression. Did a couple of great shows as Dawn was on vacation in Italy. So, Sean, let me get your thoughts on this. It's a story I wanted to get to yesterday, but I did not have time. Your thoughts on Trump giving some of the other MAGA candidates out there the approval to slide left a little bit here on abortion. We've heard about Carrie Lake in Arizona as well as a few others out there. It seems like the smart thing to do because at the end of the day, Trump wants to win, and he's kind of given that blessing to his candidates. Your thoughts on that strategy right now?
Yeah, so I'm very, very pro-life, like extremely pro-life. So obviously when people start to slide left on this issue, at the first, my first reaction is like, oh, no, you know, we're not compromising. But at the end of the day, I don't think we are compromising. At the end of the day, I think, as you said, Donald Trump wants to win and he knows how to win. And the reality of it is, I want to see as few abortions as possible. I mean, as the lowest possible number. But I'm realistic and I know it's not going to happen like this overnight. When Roe versus Wade was overturned, I got very excited because not that abortion was going to be banned across the United States, but because it's now resting in the hands of the states, which gives the voter, the people, more power. Your vote statewide has more weight than it does in federal on federal issues, right? That's why 50 statewide elections are how we elect our president, not the popular vote, because now your vote for president carries more weight because you're only competing with the people in your state. You in Pennsylvania, me in Tennessee, are not competing with voters in California to elect a president. We're competing with voters in our state, our electors that are going to go and elect the president that we're choosing in our state. And so I think when Trump's giving people the blessing to slide left on abortion, the messaging that he needs to proliferate throughout the party is that this, if you are running for federal office, Congress, Senate, anything federally, this is not your issue because the court says it's not your issue. So anyone comes up to a congressman, Donald Trump, a potential running mate, a senator, a candidate for some sort of federal office. Hey, what are your thoughts on abortion? My thoughts are it rests in the hands of the state. And I've been told by the Supreme Court that my hands do not touch that issue because that's the truth. And a lot of people will say, well, that's the easy way out. Well, that's the cop out. And, you know, you're avoiding it. Well, no, the reality is you're not avoiding it. You're telling the truth. The Supreme Court says abortion and the laws regarding abortion, surrounding abortion, rests with the state. So a congressman can't do anything about it because it's no longer a federal issue. The federal government doesn't have jurisdiction over it. And the president can't do it because it's no longer a federal issue. The Senate can't do it because it's no longer a federal issue. And so that's the messaging that should have been used ever since Roe was overturned and it wasn't, instead of Republican, well, we have to work, we've got to do this. Anybody who is pro-life like me, you know, organize with your friends at the state level and lobby for the laws that you want to see passed and be that leader. Don't rely on the government to solve your problems, because relying on government got us here in the first place.
Final one for you. Sean Farris joining us here on Kale & Company. You and I were texting about this story yesterday, the Trevor Bauer story in Major League Baseball, where, if you don't know the backstory to this, Trevor Bauer was a pitcher. He was accused of sexual assault 3 years ago in 2020. I believe he's with the Dodgers for a while. He's been out of baseball for the last 3 years. We find out that the accuser, Lindsey Hill, for lack of a better phrase or paraphrasing here, made this up. He was exonerated. Charges were dropped. And now we find out that the accuser of Trevor Bauer has been now charged with fraud and extortion in another case. And I don't watch a ton of sports media anymore, but I'd be willing to bet that if this story had the dynamics of race involved, where Trevor Bauer was a black pitcher, falsely accused of X, Y, or Z, exonerated, and still struggling to latch on with a franchise, it would be a major injustice in this country. But I'm guessing we're probably close to crickets on this story because of certain dynamics. Your thoughts as a baseball fan and obviously somebody that's paid attention to this story?
This has me so upset, right? Now, I understand, and whenever I tweet about it, someone's like, but Trevor Bauer's a locker room cancer, but Trevor Bauer's angry all the time. I said, okay, but that's not why he got suspended from baseball. MLB apparently conducted an investigation into Trevor Bauer and these allegations a few years ago, and they hit him with 324 games, right? That's two seasons with a suspension. And they said they did their investigation. They never released their findings, right? They knocked it down. An independent arbitrator knocked it down to 190-something games, right? Oh, big whoop. It's a season and a quarter at that point, right? And now we find out that all of the allegations that were levied against Bauer, the sexual misconduct, which he was suspended for, are all false. He has never been charged with anything criminally. The civil suits have stopped. Both of the big accusers, Lindsey Hill is a fraud. And the other one now, who tried to extort him for an abortion when she was never pregnant, is now being criminally indicted and charged for fraud. And this guy can't find a job. So we have heard over and over and over again for the last 10 years, Colin Kaepernick deserves a job in the NFL. And when I ask why, the answer is, well, because it's a racial thing. Well, hold on a second. Then I should get a job in the NFL, because I could claim that I'm half Jewish and the NFL hates Jews and that's why they want to hire me. But the fact of the matter is, Nick, I can't play football. I would be very bad on an NFL field.
Likewise.
Probably the same reason why people don't want Colin Kaepernick on their team, because when he was quote unquote blackballed, when he stopped getting job offers, he sucked. I know what bad quarterback play looks like. I'm a Jets fan. He is not a good quarterback. He didn't play for my team, but he was bad. The guy was throwing picks. He was turning the ball over. And you don't want, as an NFL franchise, a backup quarterback overshadowing your starter because of, you know, race and politics. That's not what you want, right? Michael Vick came back to the NFL. He found a job because he had ability. Dante Stallworth came back to the NFL. He found a job because he had ability. Plaxico Burress, same thing. He found a job because he had ability. If Colin Kaepernick was good, somebody would have signed him. Now, the difference here is Trevor Bauer is a good pitcher still. He was suspended after a year where he pitched to an under 3 ERA. The guy was very effective and still can't find a job. And you can go back on his Twitter page. I posted this yesterday. He happens to support Donald Trump. And I think this is all politics. Yeah. And it's all about we believe all women and not about protecting anybody or anything. If that guy was a black guy right now being blackballed by MLB, and add the fact that he's got ability, you'd be hearing about it all over the place, mainstream media. Oh. But because he's a white man and because he's he leans conservative, it looks like, now he doesn't have a job and nobody cares.
Yeah, you make a great point. And you're a baseball guy. Marcell Ozuna for the Braves is back in Major League Baseball after being found guilty and arrested for domestic violence and assaulting his wife.
If you can play, you will have a job. Kaepernick was awful at that point in time in his career. So what NFL team wants to bring on a quarterback who isn't good, number one, and is a circus. Can we think back to Tim Tebow?
Yep.
And Tebow didn't bring the circus on himself. He prayed on the field. Everyone had a big problem with it, but he wasn't a good quarterback.
Right.
He just wasn't.
Yep.
Right. But he brought cameras everywhere he came. Kaepernick also wasn't a good quarterback, and he did it intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
Bauer was a good pitcher at this time, and he's pitching in other leagues around the world and is doing well. And he can't find a job in MLB. And the fact that they won't release the findings of their investigation means the investigation was a sham.
Yep.
Because nothing happened. It's like Russiagate with Trump. There was no collusion because all the information was BS. The allegations are BS.
I agree.
He can't find a job. Nobody cares about it.
Yep. Last one for you. In the world of sports, but it's become a social issue. It's become, you know, a feminist issue. The Caitlin Clark story is now taken to the point where we're looking at her salary. She was the first pick in the WNBA draft, and left-wing media is losing their minds over the fact that she got a four-year rookie contract, which is all slated and scheduled and slotted accordingly with where you're drafted. So she's the first pick. She gets a four-year contract, about $388,000 in total. The WNBA in 30 years has never turned a profit. They only really exist because the NBA kind of finances and makes sure that they stay afloat. And people are saying, well, because she gets ratings and her jersey sells, she should get paid more. A total disregard for the way economics and the market works. And, oh, by the way, if you want women in the WNBA to get paid more, watch it more, attend games more. I feel like men probably watch the WNBA more than women do. But there's a lot of people out there, the Jemele Hills of the world, saying that Caitlin Clark should get so much more money. And I just look at it, it's supply and demand. It's not male versus female. There's a reason why certain sports generate money and other sports do not. But I find it interesting. I think the people that are saying Caitlin Clark should get more money are the same ones that have remained mum and quiet and silent over biological men coming into women's sports. They don't have an issue with that. Your thoughts?
Bingo. I mean, that's exactly where it is. And this is what happens. You know, these leftists will throw a boomerang, not expecting it to come back. And then it comes back. And then they call the boomerang racist, right? It's like, no, it's you. Like, okay. This just goes back to that whole soccer thing, right? Where the women's team was more successful than the men's team, and there's the wage gap, et cetera, et cetera. And so I'm like, okay, well, now you're talking about a wage gap, but you actually now can't define the genders. So is there still a wage gap or is there not? And look, you said it perfectly, supply and demand. This is the glory of the market. The market will determine what anything is worth. Is there a VCR store, repair store, anywhere in your neighborhood? The answer is no, because the market has determined that that type of business isn't worth anything because people don't have a demand for it. And the fact of the matter is, there is less of a demand for women's sports than there is for male sports. That's just the way it is. People want to watch a sport played at the highest level possible. Men have a biological advantage when it comes to athletics to women. This is not an anti-woman tirade that I'm going on. It's a biological fact that biological men have an advantage in athletics with women. That doesn't mean if I got in on a basketball court with Caitlin Clark that I would beat her. I would get smoked, and I'm fine with admitting that because I'm not a basketball player.
Yeah.
The one time I played basketball, I almost broke my ankle and it blew up the size of a watermelon because I jumped for a rebound, came down on somebody's foot. I got the rebound though, but I just wanted to say, but anyway, you know, this is like this whole, well, she deserves more money. Well, then the business, the organization, the association of the WNBA needs to generate more money, which means fans need to go. People need to tune in. People need to care, and they just don't. And so like, you can't just say this person deserves more, because all you're doing then is you're making up a market value that isn't accurate. Look what happened in California, right? You know, these fast food restaurants, well, the fry cook needs $20-something an hour. Well, guess who has to pay for that? We do. So, you know, if you start giving these female players more money and it forces the league to go under, the cost of admission is going to go up. The cost of jerseys are going to go up. Networks are going to drop them because the league is going to start demanding more from these networks to air their games.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's going to happen is you're going to have no games because it's going to cost too much to air the content. And then you lose the whole league.
Yep.
So it's ridiculous. And it's funny that people, oh, the women need to be treated fairly. Oh, really? What is a woman? And they're like, well, it's anybody who says they're a woman. No, I mean, now you've just undercut your whole argument.
Yes, indeed. The great Sean Farish, thank you so much, buddy. On fire today. Absolutely love it. We'll talk again very soon.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
You got it. Sean Farish joining us as he does from time to time here on Kale and Company. Quick break. We'll come back, get to what's on the cut sheet part due as we continue on a Thursday morning. Kale and Company back after this.
Are you tired of that dated old kitchen or that bathroom? You know, with the dark wallpaper, the dark cabinets. Ready for a refresh? Then you need to give my friends at Kitchen Magic a call. They've been transforming spaces quickly, beautifully, and affordably since 1979. From refacing to custom cabinets, backsplash, counters, yes, you can get the kitchen you want now. Right now, they're offering 12 months of no payments, no interest financing, and 10% off your remodel. Just schedule your free in-home design consultation today, kitchenmagic.com. KitchenMagic.com. And don't forget, tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
You know, we talk a lot about our friends at the Piazza Auto Group. I do have to take the minivan. I swear I'm going to take the minivan and do a trade-in. I'll be talking about it. I was cleaning out the minivan and I discovered I discovered all these bottles of, I'll have to talk about this, of things from Christmas that I never gave Craig and Nick.
What?
So I apologize.
Wait, what?
You got some food from the slow cooker for us finally?
Not food.
Where's those turkey meatballs, Dawn?
Like, they were these gift boxes.
What is happening?
I know.
Here's your Christmas present. April.
I know. Our friends from Piazza will laugh at this. They're good sports. But seriously, they were like, you know those gift sets? It's like Eagles and this. I found, like, what is that? I'm like, oh my God. And they're like, I don't know what happened. We just got busy. So now you're going to get double because you're going to get the Christmas booze sets and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And now the Italy stuff. So it'll be a double thing.
Awesome.
So there's that going. So I was cleaning out because I am going to do a trade-in at Piazza. I digress, right? And this is the fun of the Piazza family. They love us. We love them. The Piazza Auto Group, can't speak highly enough about them. By the way, power meets innovation and innovative design in the 2024 Acura model lineup. Just to give you an example, they have some special financing, 1.9% APR, 36 months on that new MDX, RDX, Integra. Visit Piazza Acura of Ardmore, Reading, Westchester, or PiazzaAcura.com today. So giving them some love, Westchester, Ardmore, Reading, PiazzaAcura.com today, Piazza Auto Group, PIAZZA. And trust me, there is power in Piazza, Pennsylvania, Delaware, New Jersey. We love Piazza.
No movie clip today. No cut sheet part two. We went long with Sean, and we still have to get in a couple of other things before we get out of here this morning. But I do want to wrap up today's show with the last story of the day that is certainly a local story. I just tweeted it out if you want to read along from the Daily Mail. As thousands of everyday snacks are facing a ban in multiple states because of their ingredients being linked to cancer.
Uh-oh.
Yes, and this is legislation that is being pushed and advanced in Democratic states over health concerns. We know last fall, in October, California approved a historic Skittles ban that outlawed four food additives linked to cancer and fertility issues. Now, Illinois, New York, and Pennsylvania have advanced similar measures, and this is going to include a lot of products that you and I probably grew up eating as kids. Maybe your kids or grandkids today consume some of these items, which include Gatorade, Lucky Charms, Flamin' Hot Cheetos, Trix, Fruit Loops, Doritos, Oreos, Swedish Fish, M&M's, Hot Tamales, Nerds, Jell-O, Tostitos Salsa, some of the cake batter mixes like Funfetti for cupcakes, all because items such as Yellow 6, Yellow 5, Blue 1, Red 40, titanium dioxide, all linked to certain cancers and other issues. And Pennsylvania is really going crazy with this. According to the Daily Mail, lawmakers right here in our backyard calling for multiple food colorings, including Red 40, Yellow 5, Yellow 6, Blue 1, and Blue 2, to be outlawed due to their links to hyperactivity in children. And Pennsylvania's ban is the most far-reaching because it targets five of the food groups and food coloring agents commonly used to give candies their bright, attractive colors, so forth and so on. So it's just remarkable to me. Again, I hate bans. I don't think bans work. But we're going to ban things like Oreos and Gatorade. But we allow cigarettes. We allow alcohol. I'm of the belief that, especially when you're an adult, you make whatever choice you want to make. Make an informed decision. If you want to eat or drink something that could cause harm, cause you to gain weight, become diabetic, you know, could cause cancer, shorten your lifespan, that's up to you. You know, you do you. I know this is right in Dawn's wheelhouse when it comes to supplies and additives and things that are good or bad for you. So I figured I would tee this up for you, especially since this is a local story, because Pennsylvania is trying to outdo California, it seems.
Good. Good, because you know what? When you go to Europe, not just Italy.
Oh, here she's a world traveler now. She's a world traveler. She's like, you American peasants.
Yes.
No, here's the thing. Other countries, other continents, they do not allow this stuff. So we were in Italy, and we're looking at, because we go to the, what do they call them? The comfort stop, which is their version of a Wawa. And you look at their Oreos or their version of this. They have the same foods, but the companies make it differently.
Hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Because of their restrictions, they don't allow this stuff. So why do our companies allow it? And then on top of it, some of this stuff, is it made in China? And other countries in Europe don't get it from there?
Yeah.
These are all my questions.
I'm all for the good intent and the good nature of humans being healthier. But, like, to me, this is one of those things where I don't want, and I hate the way the system operates. They give you all these foods filled with processed ingredients. You end up sick, then you're on medicine, and then you're at a doctor, and Big Pharma gets involved, and they profit off of your sickness. I hate the whole cyclical nature of the way they basically poison us. But you know what? At the end of the day, I'm all about free will, free choice, and your ability to say, all right, if I eat this Oreo, or if I go get this hoagie with processed meats, or if I smoke these cigarettes, or if I drink this vodka, it might have an adverse effect on me. But give me the ability as a competent adult with a functional brain to decide what I want to do and put into my body. That's the way I view it.
I agree with you, but the difference here is that these are foods that they target kids. In other countries, these foods are like they were here in America back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting these potassium bromate, brominated vegetable, all the stuff they're putting in there that nobody knew.
Mm-hmm.
So they're the secret ingredients that other countries have the same product with just, you know, a few ingredients.
So a lot of these items obviously are geared more towards children or adults that have no good palate and can't find good food because they're metagons. But like if you're a child, then isn't this up to the parents to be the informed one and say, you know what? No, I don't want my kids in the snack drawer four times a day.
Okay, but I never have this stuff. Larry might buy it and then I throw it away. And we have, you know what I mean? Like I sneak it. But I'm just saying. Nobody, I didn't even think that they caused cancer. We knew about the hyperactivity.
Everything causes cancer. Come on.
Behavioral issues, damage to your DNA.
Oh, boy.
Harm to your nervous and endocrine.
Cool.
What's endocrine?
Yeah.
Diabetes.
Yeah, I have that.
Right? Endocrinology. Endocrine. And reproductive systems
well. I don't need any more kids. I'm good.
Our food is poisoning us.
Yeah.
Who benefits from that?
Big Pharma.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah, I hate the system. I just like to have the choice to, you know, and also, you know, when you look at some of these products, it's like I'm aware that to keep certain things, you know, a shelf life longer, they put all sorts of processed garbage in it. And that's why some items can last 2 years, others spoil in 5 days.
And that's true.
Yeah. So
it's our own fault that we want the stuff. We want the bread. In other countries, they make it, everything's fresh.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We have to go.
All right. Coming up next, we'll find out today in music history, who won Twitter today, and also what's on tap for the Dawn Show, because Dawn is back.
Woohoo!
And woo! Nice job out of Kathy Barnett in her absence. Final segment coming up next. Stay right there.
Yes. Let's talk about my friends at Anderson Mechanical Corporation, AMC. You know me by now that I've got to be comfortable with the people coming into my home for things like maintenance and repairs. You get that with Carrie, Bill, their entire AMC team. They have a wealth of experience. They're dedicated to their field, and they are true professionals. At AMC, they take such pride in their work, and you can see that. They believe in delivering high quality at a fair price, and they're going to work until that job is done correctly. I think one of the testaments to the quality of their company that I saw is that the same great crew, by the way, many of them served in our U.S. military. They believe in hiring military and our veterans. They've been together for years, and there's not this quick changeover all the time. I think whenever you see somebody like that and you watch them and they're working together with such pride and dedication, that's a testament to the company and the real philosophy there. It also stands out to me. I always ask this now. Do you earn commission? Because you don't think that. You hire somebody to fix something. Did you know that sometimes they're also a commission salesperson? See, you don't want that. And with AMC, their technicians, the fix-it people, they're not on commission. That's an important question. No matter who you hire, educate yourself on this. It's a huge issue. And you can trust that at AMC, they're going to make the proper repair. They're going to install the appropriate system for your home. And they keep to their schedule. They're respectful. So do this now. You want to get on there. You want to get this on the calendar to make sure that your air conditioning is ready to keep your home cool for the upcoming warmer weather. Call my friends, Anderson Mechanical Corporation. Get the spring tune-up now at an awesome discount. AMContheweb.com. 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 Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Getting set to hand off the baton to the Dawn Stenslin show at the top of the hour, and we find out what Dawn has lined up just about 8 minutes out.
Yeah, there's so much breaking. I mean, Joe Biden's coming to Philadelphia today. Will the entire Kennedy clan be there up against RFK Jr. right here in Philadelphia? It's a showdown. Will RFK Jr. show up? That's another question, because he has done that in the past. So this is all breaking here. We also have some of our friends showing up. I know Betsy Brantner Smith. There's a lot of news involving law enforcement today, so we want to get Betsy's. She's National Police Association. She's going to sound off. Nate Benefield, he's going to talk about, he's Senior VP at the Commonwealth Foundation, so he'll talk about what's going on as far as Shapiro's budget and Pennsylvania. But where's Kevin? Where the alleged bad Boyle brother? Mm-hmm. Is he going to turn himself in? Will it happen during the Dawn show, the Dom show, the Zioli show?
Mm-hmm.
There's so much going on. And, of course, we'll talk about Italy. I'll give some secrets away.
Okay.
Talk about Italy.
And you're going to talk about how you clean out your van as well.
Can you believe? I'm so embarrassed. I started cleaning. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. All right. Dawn Show, 7 minutes out. Let's wrap up today with Today in Music History.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history. On Kale & Company.
Today, April 18th. We celebrate the birthdays of Mark Tremonti from Alter Bridge and Creed, as well as Greg Eklund, the Everclear drummer. Singles include Jammin' Me by Tom Petty, as well as In Too Deep by Genesis, both from 87. In 92, Def Leppard's record Adrenalize hit number one in the U.S. In 85, Wham! Became the first ever Western pop act to have an album released in China. And Headbangers Ball, yes, Headbangers Ball, premiered on MTV on this day in 87. Also, to the person on YouTube yesterday that said comparing Fish to Judas Priest is apples to oranges, you're actually right. One band has talent, the other doesn't. Whoa. Yes, I doubled down. And lastly, I got another Rolling Stone story for you on this day in 96. Gavin Rossdale, the lead singer from Bush, was on the cover. Instead of praising the band in the article, they called them Nirvana wannabes. Gavin's response? They asked, why won't anyone take me seriously? Well, 6 or 7 million people have our record. That's at least a few people that don't hate me. For Kale & Company, I'm Phil Lundquist.
Nice work, Philip. Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's taken on a life of its own.
It has.
Very good.
It has.
All right, let's wrap it up with who won.
Phil's Corner.
Phil's Corner. We'll just give Phil the last half hour of the show. Let's wrap it up with who won Twitter today.
Twitter.
Marcus Aurelius wins Twitter. He says, what's worse, coming to work dressed as a furry or coming in with open-toed sandals?
Oh, furry, hands down. It's not even close.
I mean, it's a throwback to you with your disgusting feet earlier.
Yeah, I went back to the sneakers today. No sandals today. Sandals will be back out next week. Yep. And by the way, 61% of people agree with me. Trump should be compensated for his name, image, and likeness. So I'll just take that victory and head on home now. All right, everybody, have a great rest of your day. We're back tomorrow morning at 6. Stay tuned. The Dawn Show is coming up next. And as the Binder would say, around 2:30 each day.
I'll see you tomorrow. Come talk to me.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.